Ambassador.
Mr. President, distinguished delegates, at the outset, I would like to thank you for convening this meeting on the issue of prevention of nuclear war, including all related matters. Ukraine aligns itself with the statement delivered on behalf of the European Union, and I would like to make some remarks in my national capacity. Ukraine attaches great importance to the topic under consideration. This year, Ukraine marks the 30th anniversary of its historic contribution to the global process of nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament by abandoning its third world's largest nuclear potential and acceding to the NPT as a non-nuclear weapon state. From its first days, the Russian aggression against Ukraine seriously undermined a paradigm of global nuclear non-proliferation and disarmament. Russia's blatant violation of the Budapest Memorandum, its irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, as well as other unacceptable acts against nuclear safety and security in Ukraine, in particular, its ongoing illegal occupation of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and attacks against Ukraine's nuclear facilities, they put at risk all our collective non-proliferation and disarmament efforts. Russia's actions prompt ever greater scrutiny of other security commitments and open and huge rhetorical opportunity for WMD proliferators to lobby for nuclear deterrence. We cannot but mention here Belarus' new military doctrine, which incorporates nuclear weapons as a preventing deterrence measure, providing for the use of nuclear weapons. Such a move from the nuclear weapon state represents a clear threat to international non-proliferation regime. Russia's nuclear blackmail has heightened tensions, reduced the threshold for potential use of nuclear weapons, and greatly increased the risk of a nuclear conflict and global catastrophe. All these facts should bring the world into an alarm position, calling for every effort to eliminate the possibility of nuclear war. We are convinced that any threats of use of nuclear weapons must be condemned by the international community in the strongest possible way. Let me refer to the recent statement by the UN Secretary General on the occasion of the International Day for Disarmament and Non-Proliferation Awareness on March 5, 2024, in which he also raised concerns about the use of apocalyptic rhetoric on the use of nuclear weapons by some leaders. This rhetoric is not merely inadmissible, but is perilous to the extreme. The fact that the inadmissibility of the threat or use of nuclear weapons has been reaffirmed by G20 summit, the G7 2024 summit, and state parties to the TPNW demonstrate that this position has support of both nuclear and non-nuclear weapon states at the highest levels. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, preventing nuclear war involves multiple strategies, which include, among others, confidence building measures, strengthening and upholding existing arms control treaties, including the NPT and the new START treaty, while working towards new agreements, strengthening international institutions, reductions in nuclear arsenals, and the eventual elimination of nuclear weapons. In this regard, Ukraine supports all global possible measures that could contribute to achieving these objectives. Ukraine considers the CTBT universalization and entry into force as one of the priorities that serve this purpose. We also support starting negotiations in the Conference on Disarmament on a treaty banning the production of fissile material for nuclear weapons or other nuclear explosive devices in accordance with document CD/1299 and the mandate contained therein that should bring to a conclusion a treaty with non-discriminatory, multilateral, and internationally an effective verifiable essence. Ukraine fully supports the approach of the necessity of nuclear disarmament. In this context, we welcomed the joint statement of five nuclear weapon states on preventing nuclear war and avoiding arms races issued on 3rd January 2022, which underlined the most quoted phrase in the CD in the past 3 years, that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought. If we cannot stop the violation of international law by the nuclear weapon state, then we cannot control the future. Ukraine expresses hope that the pledges of all declarations, including G7 leaders' statement and the declaration of TPNW state parties, will be translated into concrete action. As a non-nuclear weapon state, we believe that complete and irreversible nuclear disarmament is the only guarantee of protection of humanity from the deadly consequences of possible use of nuclear weapons. Let me conclude by quoting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who said in his statement at the UN General Assembly last September, and I quote, "History shows that it was Russia who deserved nuclear disarmament the most back in the 90s, and Russia deserves it now. Terrorists have no right to possess nuclear weapons." I thank you.